How close are we to an election in the Republic of Ireland? Let me speak to Ciarán Dineen from the Sun. Ciarán, good morning.
Good morning.
Ciarán, there will be many leading light in the Republic of Ireland that will live to regret not making the right decision when dealing with Garda whistleblower Maurice McCabe. The latest person in the firing line is the Taoiseach, and this goes back to when she was the Minister for Justice.
That's right. I mean, two Garda commissioners have retired, and one Minister for Justice has resigned since Maurice McCabe first came on to into all of our lives. And now the future of Francis Girl as Taoiseach and as now Minister for Jobs is seriously under threat. Fianna Fáil, who play a key role in propping up the government, are insisting that she must resign by Tuesday. And if she don't, then there will be a motion of no confidence put down, and the numbers show that will pass. So, and if that happens, that would herald a general election, and that would take place over the Christmas period, which is not something anybody here is looking forward to, or even was contemplating up to a week ago, but is now very much a possibility.
So there's this special arrangement in the Republic between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and others involved as well, and it depends on them all cooperating. If the Taoiseach has in some way annoyed, and Taoiseach's in Fine Gael, if the Taoiseach has in some way annoyed Fianna Fáil, as she obviously has on this Maurice McCabe issue, we are looking down the barrel of an election. Who gets an advantage in this? Would there be an advantage here for Sinn Féin?
Well, Sinn Féin has made a running on this issue. They were the first party to put down a motion of no confidence in the Taoiseach. But there is a view that nobody really wants a general election. And there's always been an idea that whoever is seen down here as the party to pull the plug could end up suffering. So now Fianna Fáil have jumped the gun, and Sinn Féin have put down their own motion, and similarly Leo Varadkar is refusing to get rid of his Taoiseach. So there could be a plague on all parties for forcing the people out onto forcing politicians out onto their doorsteps and people into polling booths over the festive time. So Sinn Féin have certainly not lost out by doing this, and you know, they have shown that they are a strong party of opposition here, but it's hard to know at this point. Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are doing a little bit better in the polls than they have been. So there is a possibility that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael could increase their seats. And equally, we could just end up back in the same scenario where we were, where the three parties, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, have to try and cobble together an arrangement with nobody having full control.
It's unlikely that there would be, as you've suggested there, unlikely that there would be a clear winner.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have both given noises that they are willing to work together in a similar arrangement once again, and with both parties ruling out ever doing any kind of a deal with Sinn Féin, who in turn have, for the first time, said that they are open to being a junior partner in government. So I guess a lot will depend if an election does happen and how many seats the parties get. Fianna Fáil, I suppose, a very interesting party because a number of their TDs have come out and said that they would speak to Sinn Féin, and they see no reason why not, especially considering that Gerry Adams has revealed his intention to step down. But their leader, Micheál Martin, has ruled that out categorically on a number of occasions. So it's very difficult to see that happening under Micheál Martin's leadership in any case.
Simon Coveney's playing hardball with the British on Brexit. Is that electioneering? Is that him suggesting he's more of a United Irelander than some people might think he is?
Well, I mean, I think all the, you know, the noises from Fianna Fáil and from others in Fine Gael is that they all support the strategy taken by Simon Coveney and Leo Varadkar, and that the moves that they're making in relation to Brexit is going down well in Brussels as well. So I don't think it is. I think, you know, the feeling is we have to sort of try and play our hand now before December comes, and if we don't, we might not get any opportunity to really have our say on the Brexit future of Brexit. So I don't think it is electioneering, but it's certainly not doing Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney any harm to be talking tough in relation to the issue.
So if an election is called, could it be literally 2 or 3 days before Christmas? Is that possible?
Well, exactly. It could be. As things stand, it looks like it would be before Christmas or just after Christmas, but, you know, in the last 2 weeks of December. And But as I say, that is really, I mean, there was a Christmas election, I think the last time was in the 1980s, and is a prospect that nobody here would be looking forward to. So perhaps Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would be able to cobble together some kind of a deal that could postpone an election to February, perhaps. But as things stand, it really is, somebody's going to have to give, either Leo Varadkar or Micheál Martin, and there is no sign of either of them giving. This is not the biggest controversy a minister has ever been involved in, so there is a feeling, and if Frances Sherrill did wrong, she didn't do a lot wrong in relation to Maurice McCabe, so there is a feeling that, you know, if an election is called, Micheál Martin and perhaps Sinn Féin too will have a lot of explaining to do to voters about why they have called an election on such an issue when issues like housing and health and homeless didn't result in such a controversy.
So is it absolutely in stone that the Taoiseach Frances Fitzgerald is not going to step aside?
Well, she has received the backing of her party, and I guess she could potentially announce that she is stepping down, but that she's done no wrong and she's doing this for the good of the country, and that she's doing this to ensure that the coalition continues as it is. That might be a way around this, but if that was to happen, it would look, Leo Varadkar might not take that too kindly either after staking his political reputation on her. So that is potentially one way out of this. It's hard to see any other way bar a general election.
Okay, Kieran, thanks for bringing us up to date. Thank you.
Thanks again, Frank.
Kieran Dineen from the Irish Sun. Spotlight very much on the Republic of Ireland on the countdown to Christmas. It's also relevant to us with Brexit and all of that. Also, it'll be interesting to see how Sinn Féin fare next time around, if there is indeed a general election in the Republic. Constant reference, of course, to Maurice McCabe. It all goes back to a meeting in Mullingar, of all places, way back in 2008, when Maurice McCabe, a whistleblower within the Gardaí, raised concerns about Garda malpractice, and that meeting started a series of events that really very few people could have predicted. And as Kieran said there, some leading lights have already fallen on their sword. The current Taoiseach, Frances Fitzgerald, was the Minister for Justice at one point in the past. And there's a slight question mark, or maybe a major question mark, depending on what your political perspective is, but there's a question mark over how the ball rolled when it came into her court, and that's what this is all about. Good morning to you. This is the Frank Mitchell Phone In.